Shalom Aleichem, a very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Yates, Sukkah 19b, pagination page 38, in the middle of the page, a Mishnah. Machatzelis konim gedola. If you have a large mat of poles, asol l'shchiva, if it was made for sleeping, mekabeles tuma, it acquires tuma. It's considered a mat, a mattress. Ve'ein misakchim bo, and you cannot use it for schach, because we know that one of the rules of schach is not only that it should grow from the ground, but that it should not be fashioned into anything that would be mekabel tuma. And if it's a mat, then like a mattress, like bedding, if a zov, a person who's tamei, in a certain way is going to sit on it, it does have the status of something that's sat on, and it's mekabel tuma. L'sikuch, but if the person made the same type of mat, but he intended it for shade to be put on top of a frame, mesakchim bo, then you could use it for schach, ve'eno mekabel es tuma, and it would not acquire tuma. It's not a mat, it's not a mattress, it's a covering. The Gemara spends time to try to figure out what would happen if it was stoma, if the person had no particular intent, and there are a number of factors that in halacha we would bring to bear on such a case, what the local minig is, what do people make such mats for, etc. But before we go there, I'd like to take a step back and try to appreciate what goes in to a sukkah schach mat in terms of its hechsher. When you have somebody that certifies, what's he certifying exactly? I mean, if it grew from the ground, so it grew from the ground. What are they certifying? What could possibly go wrong in a schach mat that needs to be certified? So there are a number of interesting shilas that have to be clarified, and either the manufacturer is doing something to accommodate these shitas, or the hechsher is certifying that they paskin that such an approach is acceptable. Dirshu Mishnah Brura, Siman Tav Resh Chaf Tes, note 10, brings a number of these considerations. One of the considerations is that if you have a mat, such as what's described as a bamboo mat, where they take portions of the bamboo pole, slice it professionally so that it ends up in a very smooth-looking mat. So one of the interesting shilas is, now that it's all connected and attached, does this suddenly acquire the status of a board that's more than 4 tefachim in its size? And some poskim say that yes, this is a problem. It's the equivalent of a board that's 4 tefachim and no good. And others say that the reason that a board of 4 tefachim was no good is because it's used for building. And this, it may be attached, it may be bound very well to itself, and the equivalent of glued and one big piece, but it's certainly not used for roofing, and therefore it's not a problem. So that would be a shaila simply to assess which poskim you're following, and who could possibly give such a hechsher. It would be the shitas that hold that such a thing is good. Another interesting consideration is what threads are being used to hold these boards together. So we know that you're not supposed to, lechatchila preferably, not supposed to support your schach using a thing that's mekabel tuma, and we find the normal application. Let's say you have a metal frame sukkah. So normally we put boards over the metal frame and then we put the schach over those boards. We don't put the schach directly over the metal frame so that it's not being supported by the mekabel tumah. So in this case, you're not putting these slats on the thread, but the fact is that this thread is holding it all together. It's holding the slats in place so that they don't blow away. So in effect, your sukkah, your schach, is being supported by a mekabel tumah if the threads are from mekabel tumah material. So that would be something that would be included in the hechsher as well to make sure that that's not happening. One solution that could be suggested is that you could put wood over these slats so that even if the slats do have this mekabel tumah thread, metal thread, whatever it is, but ultimately I don't need that thread to be the maimid because they're being held from blowing away by the boards that were put on top. One of the biggest considerations, though, is very directly related to the Mishnah, that if the mat is made for shechiva, if it's made to sleep on, to rest on, to sit on, then it's a mekabel tumah. And the challenge for many years was that bamboo mats were made in China, for example, in a place where people used bamboo mats to sit on. And it becomes questionable, no matter what you tell the Chinese men and women that are making the mats, that you don't want the mat to sit on. You want it to be on top of the hut. If that really works, if in their locale, this manufacturing process is designed to create mats. And therefore, contemporary schach mats are made with a variety of accommodations to try to solve this, the number of considerations that we're looking at. Sometimes today they'll actually use poles, little poles, rather than bamboo slats, things that clearly cannot be used as mats. And this and other factors go into the hechsher that today typically will come certifying a schach mat. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.